AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll decide later whether to recognize the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine. People in Kyiv, like painter Maria Levskaychina, says they would never accept independence in those regions controlled by Russia-backed separatists. She says let them recognize whatever they want. In her view, it can also provoke a war because normal people will fight for their country. It's possible a face-to-face meeting could happen between President Biden and Russian President Putin to try to avert a Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We will not close the door on diplomacy. We will go the extra mile on diplomacy, but we are also prepared with our allies and partners to respond decisively if Russia attacks.
Sullivan was on NBC's Today Show. In Canada, the virus blockades are over in the capital, Ottawa. The city is clear, but the Emergencies Act is still in effect.
Lawmakers vote later today whether to allow police to continue to use those emergency powers. Over the weekend, around 200 arrests were made and 79 vehicles towed after 3 weeks of Parliament Hill being taken over by truckers and other protesters demonstrating against COVID restrictions and the government. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Even though things seem to be resolving very well in Ottawa, this state of emergency is not over. There continues to be real concerns about the coming days.
The Emergencies Act also allows authorities to freeze bank accounts, something they've been doing. Audio courtesy CTV. I'm Julie Walker.
Talks have resumed in Florida to try to end Major League Baseball's player lockout. This is day 82. MLB canceled spring training games from February 26th through March 4th. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman says she's open to lifting interest rates by more than the traditional quarter point. This is AP News. A year after he was banned from Twitter and other social media, Donald Trump launched a new app.
The ex-president is hoping Truth Social will attract the millions who followed him on Twitter before it and other platforms banned him after the Capitol riot. The Truth Social app is now available in the Apple App Store, but only for those who pre-ordered. Others are being put on a waiting list. Apple says it was the top free app in the U.S. this morning, ahead of the kids' game Talking Ben the Dog. Investors had bet billions on the venture called Trump Media, and top Republicans were quick to use the app's launch for their own campaign fundraising. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy wrote, "Trump is back." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gonzaga is the unanimous number one team in the AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll. South Carolina is the top team in the AP Women's poll. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.